reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord.
Just a couple of colouring sheets for anybody would like to do a bit of like colouring whilst I'm talking. So good morning, everyone. My name is Anka, in case I don't know you. And yes, we are thinking a little bit about transforming. And you may have heard the saying, you may have heard it said, that children imitate, I've got a little image, they imitate our actions rather than our words. Who's heard of that before? They watch what we do rather than what we say. As every adult may know, this truth actually remains with us all throughout our lives. Each and every one of us are shaped by what and whom we watch, listen to, and follow. Who do you want to shape your life? If you were a first century Jew, you probably would have heard a saying in circulation for at least 100 years, and it said the following: let your house be a meeting place for the rabbis, and cover yourself in the dust of their feet, and drink in their words thirstily. Now, some scholars think this is a reference to the practice of sitting on the floor as a way of honoring a rabbi and submitting to his teaching. Other scholars think that it refers, next slide please. Next slide please. Oh, it's not working. All right, it's fine. I'll keep going. Other scholars think that it refers to how disciples traveled from place to place, walking behind their rabbi, following so closely. Now my thing's not swiping. Oh, it goes up and down. So closely that they become covered with the dust swirling up from their rabbi's sandals. Now, both of these ideas entail getting close to the rabbi. Suk. Thank you. In Jesus' day, to follow a rabbi meant something other than sitting in a classroom. Instead, it involved a literal kind of following in which the disciples often traveled with, lived with, imitated their rabbis, learning not only from what they said, but from what they did. The task of the disciple was to become as much like the rabbi as possible. And the goal wasn't just academic learning, but personal transformation. The Gospels make it very clear that this is the kind of relationship that Jesus had with his own disciples. They followed him everywhere. And as they did, their hearts were challenged and changed. So firstly, today I'd like us to think about the fact that when we follow Jesus, we are challenged. We are challenged to be different. Different from the world around us. This means we don't always do everything our friends are doing. It means that we see others in the way that Jesus sees them. It means that we treat others with respect and compassion, even when we feel they don't deserve it. We welcome everyone into the kingdom of God. Now, I've got a mirror here today, which is a little bit dirty. And I just want one, let's see if I can use two people. I'm going to need one person to hold it up for me. All right, I'll give you the second job. Jack, can you come and hold the mirror up for me, please? So if you face this way and then hold it like this. All right. Actually, I'm going to need a second person. Lily, would you like to come up? And Marlene, you hold the cross in front of the mirror. Now, Lily, looking in the mirror, can you see the cross clearly? Kind of? Is there something that's making you not see it clearly?
The pen.
Exactly. There's lots of pen markings on it. Now, let's have a look, Lily. If you give it one wipe, let's see what happens. Can you see it a bit clearer now?
Yeah.
A little bit clearer, but we're not going to give it another wipe yet. But we can't see it completely clear. There's still a few markings. All right, guys, I'm going to pop this down again, and then in a little bit, I'm going to call you up to do the same job for me, please. Thank you. So it's a bit clearer, but not quite clear yet. So when we follow Jesus, we are challenged, but secondly, we are also changed. When we spend time studying God's word, we are following Jesus. When we pray, spend time talking and listening to God, that's when we are following Jesus. And when we meet together, whether it's in the week as a life group, or whether it's with the youth group, or whether it's here on a Sunday morning, we are following Jesus by doing that. When we serve others and we put their interests before our own, we are following Jesus. And when we follow Jesus, we are changed. Changed into the people we were always meant to be. Shall we give our mirror another little wipe? Jack, would you like to come and hold it? And then this time, Lily, let's see if you give it a really good wipe. Do you want to do the wiping, Madeleine? And then Lily holds the precious cross for us, please. In front of the mirror. See if you can give it a good wipe, Madeleine. Almost there. It's almost getting there. All right, I'm going to stop you there now. What do you think, Lily? Can you see it better? It's gone blurry. Oh, no. It should do the opposite. But maybe if we keep wiping at it in a little bit, it would stop going blurry. Thank you, Jack. Thank you. That dirt has left a good mark on the mirror. Now, we all know that change isn't instant. Our culture is fascinated with instant change, extreme makeovers. But discipleship has always been about a process. Just think, the disciples messed up so often, even up to the very last night before Jesus was crucified. They messed up. They didn't stay with Jesus. They didn't quite do what he asked them to do. Even though we read in the Gospels many times where Jesus would instantly heal people, there's not one instance, in which he instantly fixed an ugly habit. Instead, Jesus simply kept on teaching and correcting his disciples, giving them time, to grow. God seems to work like this in our lives too. It's okay to make mistakes. He lets our weaknesses, our difficulties, drive us to himself, keeping us close. Yes, miracles happen, but the inner transformation we so desperately desire can only be achieved over time. God seems to prefer it this way. Perhaps because he knows we can only become like him by maintaining a constant, close connection. The more closely we follow Jesus, the more we will be like him. Shall we give our mirror one more really, really good wipe? Thank you. All right. Jack, are you happy to hold it for us again? There we go. And then, Madeleine, you hold the cross this time again. And Lily, would you come and do some really good strong wiping, please? I'm going to give you a new wet wipe. Let's see if we can get these marks off, and we want to see the cross clearly. Very good. Keep going. Do you think you need some help? Do you need some? The bottom half. Okay, why don't I grab a wipe? I'll do it a little bit as well. We need to see the cross. Let's keep going. Are you okay, Jack? What do you think, Marlene? Can you start seeing the cross a little bit better? Yes. Now, probably if we had a bit of tissue, then the blurriness would go away. But can we see any marks on our mirror? No, the marks have been wiped away. We can see the cross. Well, let's give these guys a good round of applause, please. Thank you. Now, why did we do that mirror illustration? Well, you and I, if you and I were the mirror, we can only reflect the glory of God when we behold Jesus Christ. We can only reflect the glory of God, the cross being Jesus, when we behold him. When we spend time with him, when we remain closely connected to him. The more closely we follow Jesus, the more we will be like him. And so as I come to the end, my prayer for you today is, may you, I can go on to the last slide. May you be covered in the dust of Jesus' feet as you follow him closely. May you be filled with God's Holy Spirit so you can be transformed into his likeness with ever-increasing glory. And may you behold Jesus Christ so he can change you into the person you were always meant to be. I ask this in his mighty name. Amen. Amen.